For making strange noises. This pleases me greatly.
Well, no, I'm not actually really... That's why I was confused, because I don't really think of you as someone...
Trust me, I make a lot of weird noises.
Well, not around me.
Speaking of someone who makes weird noises, I'm Bill and we're recording.
Oh! Hello! Hello, hi. Fantastic.
Go around, everybody. This is how we intro. I'm Bill.
I'm...
Do it.
I'm... Oh God!
Okay,
who am I?
Come back to you.
I'm Kate, the overpimp.
Good.
I don't have anything cool to say with my name.
I just said I'm Bill.
Yeah, but everyone knows you. I'm Autumn.
I'm very famous.
I'm Autumn.
And back to you. You got your shit together yet?
I think I remember. My name is Rihanna.
Okay. And these are some of the songs we like.
Yeah.
We did it. It only took us over a minute.
Awesome. You're classy.
Fantastic.
Today, we've got another one from Fentimans, the folks that did the Dandelion and Burdock soda.
Fentimans.
That you may recall.
It's got a little dog. It's got like a corgi on it or something.
What? Isn't that
corgi?
Maybe it is corgi.
I really like corgis. That is a corgi.
It's corgish.
I know.
It is a Swedish foul hound. We'll just say that.
No, I know a corgi when I see one.
Sure.
A Swedish Valhound is basically a Viking corgi.
What makes it Viking?
I forget what it's bred with.
Vikings.
Oh, wait, it's a corgi for Vikings?
No, it's like a mini wolf, okay? They're awesome.
It's wolf slash corgi. They're
really
cool.
I'm keeping cap. Vibrating.
It's a pretty nice cap.
Yeah.
That's
a nice cap.
I'm going to keep this forever.
And
it's got a corgi thing.
And it's a pretty bottle because it's pink.
And it's a Viking corgi.
I'm going to throw mine in the garbage.
This is actually beautiful and I'm going to display it.
That's fine.
I will fill mine with alcohol when we're done.
Good idea. And then I've got the Dandelion one too. So look at how pretty those look together.
I think this is much nicer because the Dandelion ones were very shoddy. Like they were coming apart. But this time, we have botanically brewed traditional rose lemonade. You know, like your traditions.
Screw your traditions, I'll start my own.
It's fermented botanical drink, okay, with ginger and pure rose extracts.
Classy.
Oddly enough, the bottle does not have any flavor text, but the, I guess the case really does. Oh, that's in French. How about this side?
It has the ingredients.
I'm actually physically incapable of opening
this. This has nothing specific to the rose lemonade, though. We read all this on the last episode.
It's got lemon juice concentrate, and it's got some lemon flavoring and the rose oil.
If you can't do it,
it's lemonade. Lemonade has got lemon juice in it.
Oh, excuses.
Are we already giving it the nose? I'm behind.
It smells boozy.
Thank you.
It's fermented.
Booze is fermented.
Yes, I know.
It does smell.
Smells a bit alcoholic.
My shirt got stuck in it. Oh, my shirt may be stuck in it.
Okay. Best not before sea neck.
What?
I think I already have my analogy for later in the show.
Smells like carbonated lemonade.
Kinda.
But with something... I smell the ginger.
But, and yet something's amiss.
Oh, goodness. I smell the ginger.
It smells like I'm going to have a long night.
Everyone's sniffing. It's like...
It smells very... I really like the smell, actually. I like it quite a bit.
Someone walks in right now. We're all smelling soda.
And then I'm just like, who are you?
Alright, I feel like this is a secret. I feel like it's slightly misnamed.
What?
It's a misnomer. Because it tastes more like a ginger lemonade. Hint of rose.
Well, first of all, it's angry. Second, I'm thinking that if they just did rose, it wouldn't taste like much. Dude, so I think they had to sneak in some ginger and give it a whole bite.
Completely.
Well, as someone who doesn't drink soda, like, ever, I actually like it, so. There. I don't know.
There's always one.
No, seriously, I don't drink soda.
No, I mean, I like it, but I think that it's the...
All I know is it tastes good. I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too.
It's really... Yeah.
And also, I'm sure that rose lemonade sells much better than ginger lemonade.
Yeah, rose lemonade makes it sound...
Everyone will think it's soulless if it's ginger.
Right.
Well, what about ginger ale? That sounds
soulless.
Plain.
Because it's ale.
Well, when you say rose lemonade, it sounds much more appealing.
It sounds beautiful.
Audience, I have a quick question for you. Does anybody know someone whose nickname is Ginger Al? Because that'd be pretty good.
I think I know someone named Al who's Ginger.
Okay,
Are you serious?
I don't know if anyone calls him Ginger Al, though.
That would be a sin if they
If
did
I
that.
Ever see him again, I'm totally calling him that.
And just slowly hand him a can of ginger ale. Don't blink or look away from his eyes.
Whatever you do. I don't
want to
do this.
I'm not in the mood for a stare down with you right now.
I really like the corgis on the bottles.
If you don't like corgis, I don't trust you.
Me neither.
Rhea's
I don't trust my own father.
I don't really love these corgis.
I'm drinking a flower.
A lemon flower.
No, Dad doesn't dislike corgis. He just thinks they look deformed.
They do. That's the best part about corgis.
Dude, he said if we got a corgi, he wouldn't take care of it. He would not take care of it, and he said he would not love it.
I want to get a corgi and name it Alonzo, and then train it to come to Alonzi. So Alonzo. And then I just call him Stubby Source the rest of the time.
He can have play dates with our corgi Hamish.
Listeners, are you also lost? Hello.
I don't think they can hear you raising your hand.
That's fine. Nobody wants to listen to him anyway. Yep, can't hear it. Good. So this stuff is alright.
I like it.
So this stuff's alright.
I like it. It's good.
Mm-hmm. It tastes,
good.
Traditional.
It tastes like some of the traditions that I've had.
Like the killing of the firstborn, what?
As it says on here, traditional rose lemonade. So, you know, I thought...
It feels very fitting for summer.
This is some fine fermented bottle botanical drink.
Fermented bottle. How do you... Please, explain to me. How do you ferment glass?
Practice.
It seems like something that, especially with the bottle and the label, we should be like sitting in a garden in England drinking this.
And
I feel like I should be sitting in an old farmyard. That's really posh.
It.
This is a soda.
Yeah, and I feel underdressed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no. It can be.
Or
very,
do you feel overdressed?
I think it's a very fancy soda, but not
okay.
Posh.
Okay, how about just sitting in a park in England?
It's like drinking
a whole
circle of fairies.
Not in England. I'm thinking like Hollywood in a really, really nice backyard of a mansion or something.
But if it's England, then you can have your corgi with you while you drink it.
Those aren't allowed in America. They are shot on site.
You know where else you find a crap ton of corgis? Horse shows. They're like everywhere.
Dude, corgis. Seriously, bro.
I was waiting until you were done.
Dude geezer coop.
Have another drink, Rhea.
Cords.
I'm trying to drink a soda. Thanks, though.
Dude, he's in court.
Say hi, Ben, listeners. You doing all right? Say hi to him.
We've hijacked this for corgis, okay?
I know. I should have known when I saw Rose Lemonade. I was just like, oh, this will give me another Corgi episode. Like, one out of every one.
I like how you threw in the say hi to your mother for me.
You're welcome. I will. I'll do that. Next time I talk to her. That's a promise.
What did you tell Mark Wahlberg?
Take that
first
to the bank, and they'll be like, okay, can I open a checking account for you?
No.
There's really not much more to talk about.
It's good.
It's the coloring on it's interesting because it's clear, but I also can't see through it.
It's translucent.
It seriously, I can't even like make up.
It's probably
shapes.
The fact that there's a bottle around it.
No, but
no,
you can
like
see through. Like even if you,
it's murky.
Even if you,
no, I can see through it. I can see
the glass is fairly thin.
I can see through it.
My finger's stuck now.
No, I think that's
good.
I think that's only because Autumn has X-ray vision.
Oh, sorry guys.
It looks like looking through lemonade.
X-ray
right.
Vision.
Except for this is like not exactly lemonade. It's rose lemonade.
It's got lemonade.
It's lemonade with carbonation.
Lemonade made by somebody with too much time.
Yeah, but like lemonade is like.
That's what it is.
Right. It's darker.
Do you really think that they could have added more rose? Because
depends
rose
on how much lemon's in it.
It's a good flavor.
True. Yeah, but it's kind of not that good.
I don't even know what rose tastes like. So
it tastes
whatever.
Like if you like smell
like
the rose and then you ate it.
So do lemons.
Ate.
Oh my god.
It tastes like you. Like,
no. Not ate the rose, but like
I need the beauty in my mouth.
Ate the smell of the rose.
It's too beautiful. I must devour it.
You know what I'm talking about? Like one time we had a soda that tasted like the smell of dentist. So
yeah, it did. It
for
real.
It was the eggnog by.
I think I mentioned that when I was the last.
It was eggnog by the Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Jones soda.
Eggnog Jones soda tastes like
it tastes like the smell of our dentist, because other dentists don't smell like that.
I know the listeners have asked us several times to do a holiday episode where we just motor through the
really
the
gross.
Jones
god.
Dinner package.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my
and
god.
I'm gonna do it eventually.
I'm
but
asked.
Man, will you guys be ready for just the most unpleasant sounding half hour of your entire life.
I
want to
be part
to,
of this.
I want to do this. I want to be a part of this. Do they release?
If we get a budget,
I
we can have
spectate.
A live show.
Do they have like? Do they only do the like Christmas or do
it's
they
Thanksgiving,
do
Thanksgiving? I think
they do everything.
Do they do Halloween? Because like,
I'm sure they do like.
Good Lord, I don't want that.
You don't want a pumpkin
I
soda?
I don't. I desperately don't.
Do you not like pumpkin?
No.
Heathen.
Aww.
You are
I
heathen.
Usually
pumpkin.
It's a little later into the year before I start getting yelled at for this, but I don't like pumpkin.
Pumpkin's made jam.
Sadly enough, you only have like 2 more months.
Oh my god, my birthday's in 2 more months.
Oh my god, my
what the
congratulations!
Heck?
Oh crap! My birthday's next month.
Oh my goodness!
Mine is 2, you're fine.
Look at all these
I was really hoping
look
you'd go, oh
birthdays.
Crap, I'm so old. And just broke down right on my show.
I was thinking about it, but then I realized I work with people who are way older than me, so I don't give a shit. Like, I'm the youngest person in my room by at least 30 years.
There you go. That's how you do it.
So, yeah. Let me just tell you, work dinners suck.
I believe that.
And then everyone yells at me because I'm on my phone. I'm like, you are all talking about things that happened before I was born. Do you think I care?
They just sit down there and just like, how about that Nixon fella?
That would be my father.
Your father's Nixon?
God.
That's what I got out of it. That's what I heard.
Shh. It's supposed to be a secret.
You heard it here first. Well,
now,
breaking news.
Now the federal marshals are going to be after me, damn it.
Kate's father is Richard Nixon.
That's creepy, actually.
Yeah, you eat that rice.
Yeah, you eat it.
You nom nom.
So we should probably review this. This is
probably
maybe.
happening.
Probably. Corgi soda.
So, for those of us that are new to the program, And Better uses a 100-point scale, where 50 is completely average.
Like milk, right?
We put it
I
as
hate milk.
Milk. Well, whatever is average for you, because this happens every time, too.
Blasphemy!
It's fine, it's average.
And your point is?
I'm not going to get mad. 100 is the best beverage you have ever had in your life.
Wow.
0
that happen to me.
Is a corgi mistake.
Shut your face. Corgis are great.
0 is if... Do you want me to go into the detail? Because I will. It's been a while.
If a corgi peed in your mouth?
No, it's far worse than that. A corgi is... Mistake is like when it eats something it shouldn't have, then it poops it out, then it eats that, and then it throws it out, then it eats the throw up, and then you pick up the dog and it throws up in your mouth. It's gotta
and
go in and out.
And then pee in your mouth.
No, it doesn't.
Apart from the picking it up and having it in your face, I've seen that happen.
Yeah.
For real.
I worked on a farm that bred corgis.
Wait, didn't you say that there was one soda that someone gave a 0?
I know there was one drink that, special guest Joseph Scrimshaw gave a fuck you out of 100. I don't know if that's a 0 or not.
That could be like really
negative.
Good or really bad.
Like,
it was,
depends
very
on how
bad.
It was said.
We okay. talk about that one every fourth episode, so I'll tell you after we're done recording.
Okay.
Alright.
But so that's the scale. So typically what we do is we give an analogy about how the soda makes us feel on an emotional level so that the listeners at home have really something to connect with.
Okay,
and then
I already have
one. And then we give it a score.
I already have one. I just kind of thought, no.
You first.
I cannot. Apologies.
I cannot apologize.
Well then.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to keep using that for the rest of my life, by the way.
What?
I cannot apologize.
All right. If I go first, will you go next?
Sure.
Okay. So, let's see. I would give this...
Well, this was an analogy time.
You have to give it a score.
And then your analogy.
Yeah, you can give the score after the analogy. That way the score has more impact.
There you go.
Oh,
and we
okay.
get to sit here and try to figure out what kind of story you're going to give it. Based on the rankings of all
Let's do it.
Okay, alright. So you can guess my score. So basically, it tastes like a carbonated lemonade. And...
This is not an analogy so far.
And it's gingery.
And it's in a bottle. Good.
And it's in a bottle. And it's got a little bit of rose to it. But I really wish that there was more rose. Because it really...
What the heck is this? What kind of analogy?
Not an analogy. It's an unalogy.
Hold on.
This
is an
making
explanation.
Me so angry.
Hold on.
It's like people making a metaphor using like or as. Simile.
It tastes as if you mixed ginger ale with lemonade.
No.
I mean, that's really what it tastes like.
You can't do that. It has to be emotional.
I'm getting emotional, and that emotion is angry.
I don't know. It's just it's refreshing. It doesn't give me any sort of emotion.
It's really sad.
Refreshing.
Okay.
You can come up with an analogy of how refreshed you are.
All right. So,
did I just dunk my head in a bucket of water?
I just remembered last time you were on the show, your analogy was, I like ginger.
Really bad at analogies.
That was great.
Analogies do not compute for me.
That was great. Okay, so my analogy is the one that I was using before.
There you go.
You're sitting in a little park.
Okay, good.
Surrounded by some roses with your pet corgi next to you. And
that one's a little direct.
And smelling the roses.
Why just one corgi? You could have a herd of corgis.
You're sitting in a small park with a lot of roses.
This doesn't taste like a herd.
And a herd
of corgis.
How are you not irritable? Have you ever been in the middle of a herd of corgis?
Yeah,
I'm
sure it doesn't taste like this.
You're right, it doesn't.
This is much more relaxing than a herd of corgis.
Herd of corgis.
But that would be so
relaxing.
Is not.
No. Okay, so it's relaxing.
It's pleasing.
Let me finish my analogy.
You're sitting. You are sitting in a small park surrounded by a field of roses, being cuddled by a bunch of corgis, and you feel relaxed, and it's nice and sunny out, but not too hot. And you're drinking this nice, lovely, refreshing beverage and enjoying the coziness of the corgis and the smell of the roses and the lovely passionness of it all.
I can't be mad. This is exactly what I asked for.
Yeah. And it was better than my last one. So, you know what?
Was it? We're all going to remember the last one.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Autumn?
So.
You get to follow that. Yours is well.
I can't believe she didn't score it.
No, I didn't score it. I didn't score it yet.
I'm like a third of the way done through my story.
I didn't score it yet.
You scored it? Score it.
So, but are people supposed to guess what I'm going to score it?
They've already shouted their scores at home. We're not actually guessing. This is just
they're not guessing.
In the Mimes Theater.
They're yelling at their computer screen.
No one actually cares. I give it a 62.
This is like rage quit.
Alright, I give it a 62. Autumn, your turn.
You took my, like, adding a corgi in there because.
You know what? You can add corgis to it.
Add an upside down corgi.
You know what? The more corgis, the better.
Well, I know, but it just sounds
a corgi
like
that has a turtle shell.
What I think of.
I want one of those.
That
I really don't think of. I wish I didn't think of that.
Corgi!
I think of this pretty little corgi with a rose in her hair, in her fur, behind her ear. She has a rose behind her ear. And.
Or does she have a rose crown?
I don't know. I'm not really.
Flower crowns for the win.
I'm not really that deep into it.
We're going to make one of that.
I have flowers for making flower crowns.
Did you bring them with you?
Okay.
Anyway, I want another flower crown.
Keep going.
Anyways, yes. Okay. A pretty little corgi with a rose behind her ear, and some bunnies in a garden, and.
So basically, this soda is like.
The soda is a corgi.
Cuddly animals with gardens.
I spiked theirs, so.
And
it's a liquefied corgi.
Cuddly animals with roses is what. So far, that's what Autumn and I.
Okay,
good.
Yeah. Right. So your score for that.
And I give
it.
Hate
that experience.
I give it like 70.
I like these really descriptive and pleasant descriptions, and then just a half-assed score that's not even that high.
Like 70. No, I thought about mine.
70's pretty
high.
I
actually thought about mine, despite last time.
Despite last time.
Well,
jeez.
I don't know if that was the right word. Whatever.
Do you have a cuddly animal analogy for the hat trick?
I do not.
Okay. Aww. It's fine.
Basically, the soda makes me feel like I should be sitting in front of a rustic barn drinking it with a bunch of other people.
You get that one.
Barn party! Woo!
Doesn't everything make you feel like you should be sitting in a barn?
Where do you think I want to be? Always.
Exactly.
I want to live on top of a barn, okay? That's my dream house.
Exactly. That's my point.
Okay, not exactly on the roof, but like an apartment above the horse stable, okay? Yes. Anyway.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Would stink.
Shh.
She's got fans and
horse
like,
smells great,
Glade
okay?
And stuff.
I love horse smell. Anyways. What was I saying?
I have no idea.
You sitting outside
it's
of
something
a
about
barn.
A corgi.
Sitting outside of a nice barn.
I didn't say anything about corgi. But anyways, corgi.
You're sitting outside of a barn with a bunch of other
basically,
people.
Basically, it's like something I should drink in the summer. It feels very summery. I would give it like a 52. It's not remarkable by any means. It tastes like lemonade that's carbonated, spiked with
52?
Some other stuff. Yes.
So, my analogy, I'm reminded of a conversation, a real brief one.
I thought that was a butterfly knife for a second. Butterfly pen.
Yep. There's a real brief conversation I was privy to between a friend of mine, Ryan, and his younger brother. I was over in their their parents' basement with them, and he leads us to the bathroom downstairs. And there's this big,
I feel like this is going to end awkwardly.
Jug. And it was filled with a liquid that looked a lot like this, actually.
Oh, God.
And he's just like, so I made my own booze. He's really excited. He's just like, I made this. I distilled and everything. It smells amazing. It tastes horrific, but it will get you fucked up. And his younger brother just goes, congratulations, you made perfume. And I feel about how I felt, like, getting to experience that. That was a good time. This tasted significantly better than what I imagined that stuff tasted like. But okay. they actually smelled fairly similar.
All right, I was going to say, if you think this was horrendous,
No, it did not taste as bad as this. So.
You drank it all, it must have been okay.
Well, not necessarily.
You are dedicated.
Yes, that's it. Episode 2 or 3, I took a solemn vow that I will always finish my drink. And that has almost killed me more than once.
Kudos for you.
Yeah, oh man. That day we did all those energy drinks. Why?
Oh, that's a bad idea.
That was a really bad idea. Why? We went to the top deck of the boat and we raced. We just had to go fast.
Okay, Sonic.
The energy drink was called Go Fast.
Oh my God. Why have I not seen this Photoshop with Sonic yet?
Wait, because was that the really weird, like, black stuff?
No.
What was the weird black stuff? Do you remember? A Leviathan.
The Power Malt, maybe?
Yes.
That's the one I was going to tell you guys about after the episode, because we keep talking about it.
Okay.
Despite it happening, like, 2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Because I enjoyed that story.
It's a good story. But, out of all of that, I actually fairly liked it. It kind of has a bit of a burn to it. Kind of like strong lemonade does.
Well,
it just kind of sticks.
And the
sticks
carbonated
to you.
Lemonade. The ginger does.
Yeah,
probably,
yeah.
Too.
The ginger gives a burn and the lemonade still sticks to you. So I kind of feel like having a quick drink of water. But it was still pleasant. I'd absolutely get this again. I'll give the whole thing a 70. Seems fine.
You called my score ridiculous and then you give it the same score.
Okay, your story
right?
was a fantasy dreamland.
Yeah, what's
and then
you're just
like, and then you're like, yeah, 72.
What the heck?
Mine was about smelling something
maybe
in a guy's basement.
Maybe that's not my
70.
Maybe that's not my best fantasy dreamland. It was literally just that's like part of my fantasy dreamland.
You know,
it's just a garden.
You know
the garden.
You know what's special? This was the only case there.
I believe that they're probably trying to get rid of these
because
they're fairly expensive.
Because
the expiration date on these, it's probably a little past.
Well, because there was a lot of these and there was a lot of the
Curiosity Cola.
Which I will totally
but
try.
But there was only one of those way in the back. And I was like, score, rose lemonade.
Nice.
Yoink.
So on average, we have given this a 63.5 out of 100.
Yay,
awesome.
0.5.
That's pretty good.
It's alright.
That's pretty good.
Above average. You should try it out if you are the sort of person that
enjoys lemonade.
Likes to look good while sitting outside. This is probably right up your alley.
And,
yeah, you
want to
look classy
and
somewhat hipster.
And collect really nice looking bottles.
If you have a corky, you gotta drink it.
Yeah. It's the law or something.
New requirement. If you want an orgy, you have to have one at least.
An orgy?
Are you a corgi? If you're a corgi, you have to tell me, otherwise
an
it's orgy. Entrapment.
It's an ogre corgi.
Or is it a corgi orgy?
Whoa, no! Time to stop the podcast.
Alright, this has quickly become illegal. See you later, Soda Pals.
No, talking about humans being involved.